Check it out.
We have a Twitter question. Tweeted to King's Things for Ted. You lied to your wife and to your church. Do you lie to God?
I don't think you can. Well, if you lie to God, then of course he helps you straighten that out real fast. Okay. And the Holy Spirit is given to us to make in us a holy spirit. And so when we lie to God, he convicts us, he corrects us, because he wants us to be better.
We receive tons of Twitters all in the same essence. Do you believe someone can be cured, if that's the right word, or counseled out of being gay?
I don't know anything about that. That just wasn't my story.
What?
And Gail explains that in the book, that my story was just a different story than that, so I'm not an expert.
What were the childhood things? I mean, give us an
When I was in the second grade, one of my dad's employees had sex with me. But it wasn't a traumatic experience, I didn't think. But it formed.
What? In other words, you loved it?
The way my mind processed things. And so then when I became a grown man, I'd always had a normal heterosexual relationship with Gail that was wonderful, and normal heterosexual attractions, but this other thing going on.
You know what? I don't buy that. I think when people are screwed up sexually, I don't think they go for the same sex. If you're a heterosexual guy, but there's some weirdness, you might do something weird with a female, but I don't think it's going to make you homo out for a few months.
No, is he trying to say he's bi?
No, he's trying to say he has something unresolved from this guy hitting on him in second grade, which he said was not traumatic because he apparently dug it. But if he dug it, no, there's not a second grader out there that's going to want to mix it up with some man if they're, you know, destined to be a hetero. Is there?
No.
Doesn't make sense. No.
What were you saying to
that Haggard?
What were you thinking?
There would be times.
Since
not
you didn't,
very often.
You didn't relate to the childhood traumas till that came out in counseling.
Right, exactly.
So what did you think was going on?
There would just be times, and it wasn't very often. I was perfectly fine 99.99999% of the time, but there would be times when I would notice men. Absolutely, yeah. And I wondered what it was, because it wasn't normal. I would read things about homosexuality
and
bisexuality, and I didn't fit in those boxes. And that's why when Gail had to decide how to respond to me, which she describes in the book, it was a complex process for her to go through.
If you have to keep explaining what makes you not gay, and it's this complicated, there's got to be some gayness there.
Oh,
and nobody cares.
God, yes. No, this guy is floundering.
I mean, you sound like you make just a pretty nice gay, actually.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
I
mean,
yeah.
If he just turned around and started saying he was gay, I mean, wouldn't you be thinking, that's a pretty happy gay guy, pretty well adjusted?
But he can't do that because the Bible is against homosexuality. So he's got a problem, and the Holy Spirit's supposed to convict him, too, you see.
Doesn't he look really gay?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. And you're right.
That's what I mean.
Very gay. He's trying to have it both ways. per usual.
But I think if he suddenly said, yeah, you know what? I'm pretty gay. I guess I do like my wife. And, you know, that works out once in a while. But I'm a pretty well-adjusted gay guy. I think he'd just fit perfectly in the gay community. He'd fit like a glove.
Well, there's a lot of gay guys that, you know, they're married. They've got kids. And on the side, they like, you know, get a little bum action.
Yeah, a little down low. A little something on the down low.
Yeah, a little something.
These questions, when Larry dealing with homosexuality is really funny because he's just so harsh.
Words.
He's so hard,
I thought it was funny, too, that he said, if there's a cure, if that's a word for it, cure.
Do you really believe that you are cured from your gayness?
like, here, let me write you a prescription for that. Take this three times a day. Or whatever.
Have
you
call Charlotte, North Carolina for the Haggards. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Mr. and Ms. Haggard, I just wanted to know, did God tell you to smoke crystal meth and have a homosexual affair?
No, God did not do that. That was me, the worst part of me.
Nice. Brennan in Georgia, another call. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call. Ted, do you really believe that you are cured from your gayness?
Well, if gayness is a problem.
I don't think I'm cured.
Do you think it'll never happen again?
I think I've gotten healthier. And I think
what's
growth in life is a process of dealing with issues that happen to us and trying to remain as healthy as we can. And I've become more of the man I wanted to be. I believe I'm more of the man God wants me to be, and I'm a healthier man.
You know, when they talk about it happening again, he makes it sound like you know, like getting in a car crash or something, like something he has no control over. He's not an active participant.
Yeah.
That it gayness just happens to Haggard. I don't think that's how it works.
Another call for the Haggards. Boca Raton, Florida. Hello.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
Fine. What's the question?
I've watched you over the past couple of years, and I find that you've become very arrogant and narcissistic in your line of questioning. I think you should show the passes a little more respect. My question for the Haggard
is,
how have they rekindled their relationship?
How have they what, sir?
How have they rekindled their relationship?
All right, Gail, you write about it. What was the key to rekindling it? And I'm asking that in a harsh manner.
Well, I put on a suit. I wear a men's wig. And Ted looks at a lot of pictures of young boys.
I think we make a choice to love someone. And when I chose to love Ted, that brought with it all kinds of compassion and a desire to understand him, to care for him. And so that's been ongoing in this process.
This is awkward.
I tell you, callers are awesome, aren't they?
Oh, the best.
Which is exactly why Larry only takes about two every show.
That's right. He's very careful about those callers.
Sylvester, Georgia, hello.
Yes, I'd like to ask Ted what his take on homosexuality is. My Bible says it's sin.
Yeah, well,
that's what
I don't know. People to do is read their Bibles, pray about it, and come to the conclusions about God's best plan for their life. I'm not in a position to preach to anybody
else.
You think
it's a choice? You think people choose it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think some things in our life are choices, other things in our life are not, and I actually think it's different in different people. Because depending on what's going on in their life.
Because we don't choose heterosexuality, do we? I mean,
well, we don't choose our height. We don't choose our eye color. We don't choose a lot of things. But
you're making this really awkward.
We choose with whom we're sexually active. We choose how much we eat. We choose how much we exercise.
It's kind of interesting, Larry, saying we don't choose our heterosexuality.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that there's not enough celebration of heterosexuality. You know when they have a gay pride rally?
Yes.
And, I mean, they just really go hog wild with the outfits and stuff. Why don't heteros celebrate that way? Have a big heterosexual pride day. I mean, is there anything wrong with being proud of being a heterosexual? That's not anti-gay.
I know, but doesn't parade just doesn't seem to go with
okay.
sexuality?
Maybe not a parade, but
just celebrate kind of, what is the norm for everyone.
A parade almost seems gay.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like people are proud of being a heterosexual. That'd be more. It's kind of like being Caucasian. You can't be proud of it, or else you're a racist. Isn't that kind of true of heterosexuality?
Well, for heterosexual,
I mean, because we always thought it was just how you were supposed to be.
It's just such the vast majority that are hetero. It's just something. It's just
You got to be in a smaller group. You have to be in the minority group to be proud of whatever you are. Just because you're in the majority doesn't mean you can't be proud of it.
Celebrated, I suppose. It has to be. I don't know.
Is that taunting gays? I don't think so.
You got some major questions here. This is that taunting gays?
Last night, did you catch the part where Larry asked about how did you get over his gayness? Like, basically, how did you get it on with him again after being with a man?
Yeah, she reached out and grabbed his hand.
Yeah, like, basically, it was this terribly awkward, intense situation where Haggard was already in bed, and she came upstairs and the lights were off. He reached out his hand, and she grabbed it, and she knew it would be all right. Like, lady, if you only knew what that hand's been doing and where that hand's been.
I see you. We got the Dick Cavett joke on there again, too. Dick Cavett, how hard can you try to make a joke work? He interrupted this whole panel of people to make this really kind of half-assed joke about NBC. They're talking about the late-night thing.
Originally, right?
I remember that.
Okay.
Dick, do you think that Jay should...
Very much being misinterpreted. He's not quitting. He's just telling him he won't do what they asked him to do after the Olympics.
Jay and Larry. Coleman have been... Jay, hold on a second. Jay and Coleman have been making jokes about this debacle. Let's take a look. Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't have the jokes.
Okay. Larry, I can see out the window here.
They've just put a banner up at NBC, mission accomplished.
Donald, aren't you surprised? You know all these executives. How did they get in this mess?
Now, is this last night?
This is last night.
Yeah, because if you watch both of them, and you guys did, and I did, I couldn't believe he recycled the same joke on the same show, and it bombed the first time. I think Cavett just can't believe it bombed. And Larry gives him better joke support, doesn't he?
Big time.
Not much, but he goes, you notice he goes right onto the, you know how the first one, he kind of gives that fake laugh. And then goes right to the next question.
Yes.
He does that again.
Dick, do you think that Jay should have turned down taking back a job that Conan only had for 7 months?
I don't have any reason to think so. Jay is too smart not to have smelled a rat from the very beginning, not just 5 years ago, where they told him, in effect, we can do without you. And yeah. We were on about this before, weren't we, Larry? And I wonder if I'd said to you then, at the height of the frenzy, that I could see NBC from the window here, and they'd put out a banner saying, mission accomplished.
Tom, did Conan
Oh, man. He wants to work that thing so hard.
101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike.